You're in the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan. To which we have Tom in the remote location of not in studio.
Yes, I'm broadcasting from beautiful downtown Lynn Haven right now.
And we have our usual Thursday update from Visual and Performing Arts Department Chair, Jason Hedden.
Good morning,
Jason.
I'm broadcasting from the east end of Panama City Beach in the Hedden's guest room.
I'm working
remotely today. So
that's a brand new venue out there?
This is my little office. a new venue.
It's a venue as long as you don't have a guest, but you shouldn't have guests right now anyway.
True, very true.
It should work for the duration, I think.
Yeah, it's good. I'm going into the office a little while later to handle some business, but a lot of us are working remotely currently.
I think that this is a lesson that we all need to learn. The more I listen to experts talk about this disease, the more I feel the best thing that anybody can do, your, shall we say, contribution to the war against COVID-19 effort should be stay by yourself. Socially isolate, stay away from people, go to the stores, don't bunch up in a line.
But physically.
Physically.
But we have means to reach out, as we're doing here, to communicate, to socialize without being in the same physical space.
Yeah.
Right?
It is literally the until a vaccine comes around or at least some kind of good treatments for it. If you catch it, this is the best thing we can do. And it's something that it's kind of our duty. It's not just an obligation. It's kind of a duty. This is like anything else you would do for your neighbors, your friends, your family, your country. Just be careful.
So speaking of duty, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jason about how Visual and Performing Arts is doing. I know that they had a big performance coming up that has been sort of derailed. We'll see how that's going, what the school's plans are. We'll get to all that and more right after a quick break here on The Mix.
Here when you need us, since 1976, WKGC 90.7 FM and HD.
That's right. We're 90.7 WKGC FM and HD here when you need us. Good morning. It's the Morning Mix.
I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan.
And we have a guest in the background somewhere.
Yes.
Yes. Good morning, guys. Jason Hedden here from Visual and Performing Arts.
Jason, tell us, first of all, I was among a group of people that was extremely interested in hovering around the miracle worker. Tell us what's going on with performances at the Amelia Center.
Sure. Well, we were scheduled to open on Friday, this Friday, the 27th. The set is done.
Yeah, I saw it. It's beautiful, too.
Yes. Brian Bayless and Erica Berger Bayless and all of the students and all of the stagecraft classes, et cetera, et cetera, have worked really hard on it. They actually finished up during the week of spring break. We have not officially, we have not canceled the show, but we have postponed it with no official date yet, likely late spring, early summer. But of course, that all depends on what the situation is. Once it's safe for groups to convene again, we plan to remount the production. Now, the longer we wait, if we get into the middle of the summer, towards the end of the summer, some of the cast may have other obligations and may need to be replaced. And if we get to the point where more people need to be replaced than can do it, then we may move towards a cancellation. But at this point, all of our internal polling suggests that everybody's really on board with it. And I'm hoping it can happen at some point in the summer. The set is there. All that work is done. It would be a real shame to tear it down without it ever having been used. So we're still holding out hope, but we're realistic enough to know that we can't actually publish a date as of yet. I think we're going to get the cast and crew together on some sort of conference call Friday night, just what would have been opening night, just for some fun, maybe a video conference or something. So we're talking about that. But that's just one of many events that we had planned. You know, we had three concerts and recitals planned, like everyone. You know, things have just been canceled or put on hold. The focus right now, though, is on the classwork, and our productions actually are an extension of the class. You can almost think of some of the courses as lecture, and then the productions as lab. So it's this week, the faculty, not just in visual and performing arts, but across the campus, are spending this week transitioning their content to online. And of course, some of that is easier to do in some disciplines than others. Lauren Kolmetz is figuring out how to teach her jazz class online, and Pavel's figuring out how to teach ceramics online, and you know, some things. Luckily, well, I don't know if it's luckily, fortunately, since we're all in the same boat, we all have colleagues across the country and across the world that are in the same boat. So there's been a lot of sharing of resources and best practices, and there's been some pretty creative solutions to the unique situation that we all find ourselves in.
Give us a look forward on what's going to go on at the college. Talked a little about this off air.
Well, I mean, the best thing students can do is make sure they're checking their Gulf Coast email and they're logging into Canvas, which is our learning management system online, or the Gulf Coast website, gulfcoast.edu. There's a huge yellow banner at the top that gives the most up-to-date information. There's a list of frequently asked questions, but the current plan is that spring break has been extended through March 29th, so through Sunday. And classes will resume primarily in an online component starting on Monday, March 30th. And students should check in, log in on Canvas, and this week they should start getting information from their teachers about how the courses are going mm-hmm. to modify.
So you really don't look forward to many students being on campus next week?
No, but in my current understanding is anything that does happen on campus would have to maintain the CDC guidelines of less than 10 people in a room and minimum of 6 feet of social distance. And for most classes, that's just not realistic. So, and we know that may change at any moment. So, but all the most up-to-date information is right on the Gulf Coast website. The other thing students should do, and any employees or anyone that works with the college, is to sign up for the Gulf Coast text alerts. So if you go to the main Gulf Coast page and type in the search bar campus safety, there's a place there where you can sign up to have text alerts sent to you. The same information that's available on the website, but if you just like to be one of the first people to receive updates in the same way that many people get the Bay alerts related to weather and other issues in the community. This is just an internal Gulf Coast one where you can do that.
Okay, and that would all come in over your cell phone, so you'd have wherever you were, you'd have it.
Correct.
Okay. Well, excellent, Jason. I want to thank you for coming in, and we'll check back in with you every week as long until you get evicted from the guest room at the west end of the beach. So we'll continue to check in with you, Jason, talking to us from the west end of beach and his social distancing.
I'm on the east end, Tom.
Oh, east end. I'm sorry, east end of the beach.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, those West Enders, they won't have me. I'm an East Ender for sure.
Dear, you got thrown out of another neighborhood again, Jason. Anyway, I really appreciate your taking the time out to talk to us this morning.